Good Morning Football is a production of the NFL in partnership with iHeartRadio.
Happy Wednesday, everybody. I'm Will Sullivan. These are your Good Morning Football headlines from NFL Network. We finally heard from Aaron Rodgers on Monday night when he said that everything is on the table regarding whether or not he'll play with the Packers this season. The team is conducting voluntary workouts this week without him, but head coach Matt LaFleur hopes the reigning MVP continues his Hall of Fame career in Green Bay.
Aaron definitely knows how we feel about him. How he's such an important part to our football team, such an important part to our organization. And, you know, we're just going to continue to try to work through this and hopefully can get him back in the building at some point. Right now, there's things that are in your control and there's certain things that are out of your control. And I think that just our mindset right now is to focus on each individual in here is focused on the things that they can control. And we need everybody to be at their best in order for us to continue to progress as a football team. So that's kind of like been the focus throughout.
Another star player whose future is uncertain is Atlanta receiver Julio Jones. On Monday, the seven-time Pro Bowl wideout saying, quote, "I'm out of there," during an interview on FS1 concerning his future with the Falcons. Yesterday, his head coach, Arthur Smith, was asked what is going to happen with Julio.
Jeff, again, I don't speculate on stuff like that. I don't even know really what you're talking about. So, although I'm not going to comment, again, on these private conversations we have. Again, Tori, I'm not going to comment. I'm not going to speculate. Again, I'm really not going to comment on any potential issues with the roster moving forward.
Buffalo is looking to build up their success last season after reaching the AFC Championship game for the first time since 1993. And one of the Bills' cornerstones is quarterback Josh Allen, who's going into the fourth year of his rookie contract. He's coming off a stellar 2020 season that saw him throw for over 4,500 yards and 37 touchdowns. But Allen knows he can't take his foot off the gas pedal when it comes to getting better.
Every year presents a new challenge. So getting in and getting back with the guys, learning our playbook even better, understanding defenses even better, trying to find ways I can and be better and more concise in delivering the football, especially on certain routes, like I alluded to earlier. But you always have to find a way to get better, because if you're not getting better, you're getting worse. And we understand that as a team. And, you know, we're not guaranteed anything this next season. You know, just because we played in the AFC Championship game doesn't mean that we're going to, you know, win any games next year. So we got to put the work in now so it pays off later.
The Bengals opening their OTAs Tuesday, and last year's first overall pick was back on the practice field. Joe Burrow was sporting a knee brace on his left leg. He's coming off a torn ACL suffered in the game against the Washington football team back on November 22nd. Over in the NFC, Dak Prescott was back on the field participating in Cowboys practice yesterday. Afterwards, he said, quote, "It felt great." The Dallas offense, of course, took a turn for the worse when he missed the final 11 games last year. They scored over 10 points fewer and gained nearly 170 fewer yards without Prescott in 2020. As for the NFC East Division champs, the Washington football team was also on the field with their quarterback Ryan Fitzpatrick Tuesday. Fitzpatrick, who's now playing for his ninth franchise, says it's been a smooth transition to the nation's capital.
There's a good energy in this building, and there's just from watching today and watching guys work, there's such a good willingness for these guys, you know, to put in the work and to do it and to want to learn. And that, you know, it's just been one day, but that gets me excited. It gets me excited about being a part of this team and doing the best I can to help us win on Sundays.
So while we can assume Fitz is going to be QB1 for Washington, what's going to happen with the 49ers starting quarterback job? Well, the franchise selected Trey Lance third overall during April's NFL draft. The incumbent Jimmy Garoppolo led the team to a Super Bowl 54 back during the 2019 season, but he's also missed 23 games over the last three seasons. After yesterday's practice, Jimmy G admitted the selection had him questioning his future in the Bay.
When it initially happened, there's a million emotions that go on throughout your head, and you think of all the possible scenarios and things like that. But, you know, at the end of the day, I want to play football. I want to go out there and win games. That's what I do. And so, you know, it wasn't anything too crazy. It took a little while to get, you know, process everything. But, you know, once I did, it was just go out there and ball. You know, you just got to attack it. NFL is a crazy business. Things happen, but you just got to attack it day by day and you know, make the best of it.
Hey, make sure to join NFL legend Michael Robinson and former Super Bowl winning head coach Brian Billick for a brand new episode of Total Access, the Locker Room Podcast. They provide unique stories and insights about the game of football. Make sure to download it today. Well, that's it for me. I hope you have a great day, everybody. I'm Will Selva, and those are your Good Morning Football headlines from NFL Network.